Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and we're squeaking in under the wire before the end of Thursday. I'm at UConn in Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Michigan. I didn't have good luck in coming up with a snappy topic for today, but I thought I'd talk a little bit about the con. But first, I have three voicemails catching up on past episodes by Dr. Robert Groves, DM Dad. Take it away, Robert.
Hi, Larry. It's Robert from DM Dad. I really enjoyed your episodes on scrolls and magic items. I'm running original Dungeons & Dragons, Swords and Wizardry. It hasn't come up yet, but I'm really hoping that at some point the players will start getting into that, making their own magic items and stuff, and even making up their own spells. I really like the idea of having to go adventure for special components as well, because that turns the thing into an adventure in and of itself, you know. And then if it is quite a powerful item or a powerful spell scroll or something like that, then they've really earned it by going out and seeking that those hard to find magical components and, you know, risking life and limb for that. So lots of potential fun there. Hi, Larry. It's Robert from DM Dad. I was just listening to your episode about detecting good and evil, and particularly I was interested in how you discussed alignment. I try not to worry too much about it personally, because it could derail the game and turn it into a discussion of ethics and morality, which is probably not why we all sat down to play D&D. But one discussion I liked about alignment is from the Appendix N podcast, where they're going through the first edition AD&D Appendix N and reading everything on it. And they talked about the 3-point alignment system versus the 9-point, and how one is behavioral. The 9-point is behavioral. It describes what you do. And the 3-point describes what you believe or which cosmic side you're on. That's an interesting thing to check out, I think. Hi, Larry. It's DM Dad again. As you can probably tell, I'm still in the process of catching up on podcasts. So I'm like picking one creator and listening to all their episodes in a oneer. So I'm just calling in about your funny voices. For me, it's the exact opposite. I kind of need to know the people well before I feel comfortable doing voices. And it's with strangers where I don't really feel comfortable kind of doing the acting and stuff like that. But after I've like played with a group for a while, I kind of ease into it. I tend not to do voices for when I'm running a player character. It tends to be only a DMing thing for me. And I mean, you know, it does add something to the session, I think. So it is probably a good thing to practice getting more comfortable with.
Hey, Robert, thanks for calling in. You got quite a broad array of topics to discuss there. I appreciate your experience, and I'll have to listen to that Appendix N podcast. I have yet to listen to that. There's just too many. It's hard enough keeping up with all the Anchor podcasts. So I mentioned I'm in Ypsilanti / Ann Arbor, Michigan for UConn. And I found out not only is it the same weekend as Gamehole Con up in Madison, Wisconsin, another convention is also this week that isn't normally the same weekend, and that's Con on the Cob in Ohio. So three OSR cons the same weekend. I've never been to Con on the Cob. It falls at a time when it isn't always easy for me to get away to go do that, but someday maybe. But for the games I'm running, I've got three different scenarios. One of them I'm running twice. And I was reflecting on last year, Friday morning, I ran a Metamorphosis Alpha campaign or scenario, and I didn't have anybody show up. And this year I'm running a Gamma World scenario, and it's already maxed out with 8 people signed up. So you never know what you're going to get when you have a Friday morning game at a convention that starts on a Friday morning. But I'm encouraged by that. I already have several people signed up for my other games, so that's also encouraging. And I would just nudge all of you to consider finding a local game convention. I talked about that a lot in my last Saturday scrawl. And there's a lot of different things can happen at a convention. You can make new friends. You can experience games you've always wanted to try. You can play an old game you haven't played since back in the day. At the vendor hall, you can get new dice if you want more dice. Who doesn't want more dice? You can find old games, new games, games you've never heard of, t-shirts, all kinds of stuff. There's a wide variety of different people playing a wide variety of different games. And by putting heads together, you can come up with lots of interesting ideas. In some ways, it can recharge you for going back to your home game, whether as a player or a game master or both. And tonight, I had fun because I brought with me my card game I keep talking about and played with three new people who've never played it before and had some new suggestions on how I could have some alternate rules or change some rules for certain end conditions. And as is, they liked it. They just had some ideas that they thought might make it more interesting, especially for a two-player game. So I hadn't anticipated that, but it's great news. People still like my game. I had one person whose background is in marketing tell me I should start mentioning the name of the game, but I'm going to leave that for a later date to help build the suspense. When the time is right, you're going to get tired of me talking about the name of the game. So that's what's going on here at UConn. I'm going to be busy starting bright and early tomorrow. I'll have another game in the afternoon. And then again, Saturday, I have a morning game and an afternoon game and no games that I'm running on Sunday. I've got an all-access pass, so I can squeeze into a table where they've got an open slot if I feel like I've got the energy to play after all that. I'm really looking forward to it. And until next time, game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo. The same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on.